first thing is caring for each other, communication, be able to share with each other, forgiving each other. Because you're going to have some things that you want to forgive, because sometimes it can get a little rough.
So, Mom, you thought I liked your daughter, Mom?
Yeah, Mom. It was obvious.
How was it obvious, Mom?
It was obvious the way you looked at her.
There was a room full of people, like, staring at her in awe. Yeah. She was just killing so much. But there was only one person in that room looking at her like, that's my future. Like, for real. Like, clear as day.
I knew that this was my husband. He jumped on the hood of my car.
Oh
while
my
I was
God!
Driving.
You had to steal.
What? No, what?
Really? No, hey, listen. You know what my dad's advice was? My dad's advice is that's all the same.
See, this is what makes a marriage work. Being able to put up with stuff. We make sacrifices on behalf of the other person at various points in our relationship. So sometimes I have had to carry the burden, and sometimes he has had to carry the burden. But when there's ever been a time where there's a burden, each one of us has stepped up to fulfill the role that we need to fulfill. So that's what has made our marriage so strong.
I agree. By the way, sometimes you just say, I agree.
Sandy and I have been married for 44 years. The reason it lasts so many years is because I loved her.
I feel our marriage has lasted as long as it has because we share the same belief in God and our families are friends. Be patient and not selfish.
The vital thing is having each other's happiness at heart.